boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Wrong. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Stephanie Harmony and Taylor.
What happened this weekend?
She's like, wait a minute, I got a new co-host and no one told me? What's going on?
I didn't realize.
So, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you order food, whether that's like a coffee in the drive-thru or you order like a pizza, for instance, for me last night, and you order for pickup, once in a blue moon, they will absolutely get your name completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giggle sometimes.
Oh, it you can't help but laugh. It's so funny.
I ordered a pizza last night and I even spelled out my name. D-E-S-T-I-N-Y and then my last name as well. What did they get out of all that? They got Stephanie Harmony. I'm going to tell you right now, that Harmony is nowhere near my last name.
It's like a barely a rhyme. You know what I mean? Like it rhymes, but not really.
Yeah.
Not close.
I don't even know. So when I went to pick up the pizza, they're like, I don't know if we can give this to you because that's if that's not your name, that's not. But I'm like, that's my pizza. I know that's my pizza.
Oh
nobody
my God.
Orders all those weird toppings other than me.
Right.
Hey, is anything like this ever happened to you?
Oh, me? Not really. Because Taylor's pretty
easy.
Unfortunately, common.
Yeah, see, you've got Taylor Swift on your side. That doesn't help.
It's everywhere. There's a Taylor in every establishment in America. My mom, oh my God, one of the funniest things was my mom was getting a coffee.
Yeah.
And her name's Lori, and they put Gloria. Which that was really funny. And yeah, over the weekend, my boyfriend Curly, we were in like the fast food drive-thru and bless those people for being able to understand through those microphones. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how they can.
We pull up to the window and they go, Norman? His name's not Norman. Kind of, I mean, sort of close, I guess.
No.
Not Norman. And I could not stop laughing. And then he started getting like low-key kind of mad at me because
really?
He's like, it's not that funny.
I dare you for one of his Christmas presents this year, right? To Norman from Taylor.
I'm going to start calling him that when he's cranky.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Our favorite college professor on TikTok is back at it. I believe we've talked about the University of Tennessee Knoxville social media strategy class before where they could get extra credit like singing in class or finding out if they got extra credit through a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Someone got All Too Well the 10-minute version.
Yeah.
I think you know.
You mean they failed
mm-hmm.
if you couldn't tell. This guy is always up to something super creative, obviously, because he teaches a social media class. But I saw a clip of this girl walking in late to a lecture. He's up front.
Uh-oh.
Starting the class.
Uh-oh.
I mean, if you know, you know that's an embarrassing feeling to walk into a lecture hall and be like, oh my God, I need to find a seat. He stops mid-thought and says, you're late again. What did I say was going to happen? And she says, I have to go to timeout. So he says, okay, head over to the corner.
Oh my God.
She tries to grab like a rolling chair that's sitting down at the bottom of the lecture hall. And he says, nope, mm-mm. Crisscross applesauce facing the wall on the floor. So she sits and he continues lecturing and she's facing the wall, crisscross applesauce. The camera pans over and there's another student who's writing on the whiteboard over and over, I will not shop online. I will not shop online because he must have been caught shopping online during the lecture. I don't know what kind of ship this guy's running,
but
people are like, is it kindergarten or college? I low-key kind of love it.
I low-key need to hire him for my life.
Oh, you want to be yeah. punished like that?
Yeah.
You would never leave time out.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I was full wifey mode this weekend, I'm not going to lie. Well, no, yesterday. I'm not going to claim the whole weekend. I'll just say yesterday.
She was only a wifey for one day.
Yeah. And I feel like I really proved myself because I, for some reason, was in the mood to cook and bake everything. I don't know what it was. I think it was the cooler weather that I was like, I want soup and I want pumpkin cinnamon rolls.
I've never had those, but that sounds divine.
Well,
Now I do now.
Put your money where your mouth is because somebody got a delivery today, okay? And it was you.
It was me. I will be trying this tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes, like, cooking and baking is, like, really overwhelming to me. And then other days, like yesterday, I'm like, oh, this is just so relaxing. I feel like I have my life together.
I feel like it depends on the weather, too.
It does. And It was the first cooler-ish day, I guess, that I just was having so much fun. I made cinnamon rolls all afternoon. And then my boyfriend Curly's parents were coming to eat dinner with us and his brother who lives with us. And I'm like, hey, dinner's on me tonight, you guys. I got soup in my pot. What are those things called? Dutch oven.
Oh, wow. You're fancy.
Bouge, right? I have that on the stove. Come on over, you guys.
I'm so fancy, I put it in.
Dude, it was
a
really
Dutch
bouge.
Oven.
I'm like, oh, my God. And then I have soup for everybody. I had breadsticks. I sent them home with cinnamon rolls. I brought you and Neighbor Man cinnamon rolls today. I dropped some off to my parents before work. I quit. Now I can't do anymore. That's the end of my...
That's it? No more? I thought you were going to open like an Italian restaurant. Well, I guess not. Soup isn't really... Not all soups are Italian.
Soups and Cinnies.
Wait, is that your business
name?
We're
only open on Sundays. Sometimes, if I'm in the mood.
It depends on our mood.
If I'm in the mood.
Well, not even 5 minutes ago, you were bragging about how you're the best chef in town.
I was. I was very productive yesterday. I had the itch to just hang out in the kitchen and cook and bake all day.
So you made soup. You made pumpkin cinnamon rolls. I mean, you'll be getting a cookbook from her soon.
Well, no, I stole everything off TikTok.
Oh.
I just cooked it. I didn't come up with it.
Well, I thought, you know, I was being Chef Boyardee or something. And I thought I was being like... more
Martha
extra
Stewart.
Exactly. Yeah. You know how some people like look at a recipe and they're like, oh, you know what? I think we need this seasoning and didn't call for it. We could add this because we have this. I tried to be like that and I failed to be like that.
Really?
We were at the Renaissance Festival yesterday and we were so cold after. And we were like, we just want soups.
Soup.
We went to the store and we got like a dry soup. Now, it's just like powdered that you can add some milk and it'll become a soup. I've had that brand before, and with my ex, he would always add a little bit of milk into it. Half milk, half water.
What kind of soup is this?
This was broccoli cheddar.
Oh, okay.
But same brand also does mac and cheese, and that's mostly where he would do it. Mm-hmm. And I loved when he did it because it made it more, like, thicker, but it also made it a little bit more cheesier, too. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing for the soup. I'm going to do half water, half milk. Well, I burnt the milk. Don't ask how, because even I don't know how.
What?
But I... was cooking it, and then I was like, I told my boyfriend, neighbor man, take care of it. I'm going to take a shower. He's scooping into our bowls, and there's just chunks of burnt milk just coming out onto our bowl. And I'm like, okay, just try your best to put all the chunks in yours and leave me alone.
Rude.
I'm picky, okay? And yeah, I'm the one who cooked it. So he puts it in my bowl. He puts it in his bowl, and I go for a bite, and I'm like, this is the nastiest soup I've ever had in my life. And I turn to him, and I go, can we order pizza tonight? He was like, you know something? It's bad. And this is definitely the worst soup I ever had, but I think I could deal with it. I'm like, I'm not dealing with it. Call up the pizza place. We're getting pizza.
No, he's better than me because I would have been like, well, we first went wrong by bringing up our ex.
Since pretty much like day one, I just had this gut feeling we were going to be a mouse house. And it turns out after this weekend, we are in fact a mouse house.
Like Mickey Mouse.
I wish, dude.
Clubhouse.
I freaking wish. No, like a little mouse got into the house.
You got a little infestation.
Yeah. Well, that don't sound pretty when you say it. Like Mickey Mouse's clubhouse sounded way better, actually.
Well, we can go with that.
No, so the whole reason I had this gut feeling was because we have an older home. I think it was built in the 1900s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit older. Plus, there was one time I was taking the dogs for a walk with my boyfriend, and it was about a month or two ago, and I saw a little mouse just like going through somebody's grass, and that house was only a block away, so I just kind of had a feeling we got mice in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wake up Saturday morning, I go down to the kitchen, and I was gonna go run my errands as soon as I put some water in my cup, but my dog Evie, she just would not stop sniffing the refrigerator. Now she is kind of a possessive, obsessive, I forget which word it is, over her food sometimes. So I thought maybe a scrap fell on the floor. But no, this was a sniff I've never seen her before. Almost like she was hunting. Mm. And then Fat Mochi comes around and he's sniffing. And I've never seen a cat sniff like that. So I knew something was up. And I'm like, I think there's a mouse inside.
In the fridge?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like behind it. So I yell for my boyfriend neighbor man and I'm like, get your butt down here right now. I'm going to move this refrigerator and you're going to tell me if there's a mouse behind it. I move it and he goes, yeah, there's a mouse there.
No, that would honestly tick me off. Don't laugh.
And then he was like, I'm going to go back to bed if you don't mind. I said, no, you're not. But he had gotten like no sleep. So he went back to bed. And then the mouse ended up getting into one of the little crevices in the refrigerator. So we were doomed. But that's what happened.
I cannot believe you allowed him to go back to bed.
I didn't want him to.
The fear I would have that I would open the fridge and there would be like a mouse just gnawing on some margarine, I would be ticked.
Dude, okay, it's funny you say that because every 2 seconds I'm like, okay, that mouse is just going to come running from the back of the refrigerator. It's going to climb up my legs and go inside my mouth like the Parent Trap with the lizard. Or I'm going to open the refrigerator and then boom, there's 50 of them and they're like, let's go into her mouth.
Drinking 7-Ups.
We all have our crazy moments. And I've had several in my life.
Welcome to therapy.
But if you want to see my absolute most crazy, almost to the point that I could go to jail because I'm going to do something bad.
Oh.
There needs to be a tick involved or a mouse. Then I'm going to lose it. We discovered a mouse in the house over the weekend and I went nutty.
I can't judge you because I went crazy last year when they were in our garage to be in the house.
Mm-mm.
I will give you a little bit of
thank you
wiggle room here.
Thank you. As soon as I realized we had one, I went straight to the store and I bought mouse traps. Mm-hmm. But I bought one for every single room in the house. The laundry room has one. Kitchen, dining room, living room, all the bedrooms upstairs, the attic, the basement. Every place is trapped.
Okay.
And not even just that. I messed up. I thought the trap came with something for the mice to
nibble on.
It doesn't. So no. I had to go back to the store, and I got the world's biggest peanut butter jar.
How many did you think there was, like, an army of mice?
I'm being prepared that one day there will be an army of mice. And sure. Even if one more thinks to come, maybe he'll tell his brethren to not go in there.
Yeah, right. Not worth it.
But my boyfriend neighbor man's like, dude, we only really needed one. You found one. I'm sure we're fine. We're not going to get any more. I'm like, that's what you
think.
What
if he has a lover?
Uh-huh. And children and cousins. And dads and moms and grandpas and grandmas.
Can I ask?
And a dentist.
He's got a dentist. They have an HOA.
There's so many that he could be bringing in and I'm not messing around.
Now you're the peanut butter house. So the whole neighborhood will be moving in.
I'll be seeing his cousin twice removed.
For sure.
The new sound unlocked in my brain is the sound of the mouse trap going bang because it caught the mouse.
So it was just one culprit.
I hope so, Taylor, but I do have them everywhere, just in case his cousins, the HOA, brothers, doctors, mm-hmm. whoever he
soccer
knows.
Soccer team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew he was on a soccer team.
For sure.
Doesn't think to come into our house. If you missed it, I discovered one mouse in the house over the weekend. I went nuts, and I bought so many mouse traps, and I was just waiting. Let me give you the timeline of what happened on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I woke up between 8 and 9 a.m., and that's when I discovered the mouse. Immediately went to the store, got the mouse traps. They were probably set between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. And I just waited and waited.
You have a lot of pets. You have two dogs
and two
cats. You
have to get specific ones that they can't hurt themselves with.
I didn't know that they made that.
I didn't get a regular mouse trap. That would, my dogs, respectfully, I love you, but you caught them. They would be like, ooh, cheese.
That's what I thought. I'm like, how did you keep them out of every room in the house?
It's like one that they have to go inside of. Mm. It's kind of a circle. It's too hard to explain.
Okay.
They get trapped in there and killed instantly.
Great.
Respect.
Jeez.
But I started this around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I waited. Nothing happened. I had to run errands. So I'm like, all right, I hope to come home.
Set them and forget them.
Mm-hmm. I come home around 5, 6 o'clock, and nothing has been set off. The mouse is still in the refrigerator behind it or inside it.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, well, now I got to deep clean the whole house. I'm just feeling the ick from it all. So I deep clean the whole house. Finally, around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I would just go upstairs to take one thing up there, and that's when I hear bang, and the mouse trap had trapped. said mouse. And I was upstairs. I'm like, oh, crap. And my hands were full, of course. So I'm like trying to throw everything on the ground and get rid of it. Go downstairs because I just knew my dog Evie was going to go into that mouse trap and try to get that mouse. Sure enough, I come down the stairs. Her and Zaw have already gone into it. And the mouse is now dead in the living room. And I had to take care of it. Because it was still like another hour before my boyfriend neighbor man comes home. And I'm like, I can't leave a dead mouse. Mm-hmm. My dogs are eyeing it like, ooh, it's Thanksgiving. I had to take care of it. And I did not like it. I bundled up so much paper towels so I couldn't feel its body. Because I knew if I felt the body, I'd get the ick.
But you cleaned it up.
I did. I'm not well. In case you're wondering.
Well, no, because you put me through it, too, because why did I have to receive a picture of a corpse?
She did. Well, if I have to see it, everybody else does. You weren't the only one. I sent it to all my Snapchat friends. You're welcome if you got that photo.
Blocked by everyone.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Who doesn't love a feel-good celebrity story?
Oh, I do.
Because sometimes you're like, oh, they're just so out of touch and so out of reach that do they even care about people like us?
When was the last time they touched grass?
Right. Well, there is a Taylor Swift story circulating right now that is so amazing because it's not just her. It's also the Swifties who have banded together in this. So it all started when this account on TikTok, @StandWithLila, it's a mom whose name is Caitlin. She shared a video of her daughter, Lila, watching Taylor Swift's new music video for The Fate of Ophelia. And Lila's five-ish. She's pretty little. She's pointing at the screen saying, "That's my friend."
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, kids, they say the darndest things. But she's like, oh, my gosh, I want to be friends with that lady dancing around in sparkles and bejewels and things. So, obviously, the video went viral, number one, because it's adorable. But two, because Lila is battling an aggressive form of brain cancer and she's so little. So a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, we're supporting you guys. This is so awesome. And because of all of that attention, a few weeks later, Lila got a surprise from her friend Taylor Swift, a $100,000 donation on her GoFundMe to help cover medical care and all of those expenses. And you can, like, leave a message when you make a donation on GoFundMe. And Taylor Swift said, "Sending the biggest hug to my friend, Lila. Love, Taylor."
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, they're friends. Yeah. They're besties. They're on a first-name basis. This is not something that Taylor Swift or her team publicized. It was fans.
Oh, when she donates, it's very hush-hush until someone catches it and spreads it like wildfire.
So fans saw, like, oh, my gosh. The top donation on this GoFundMe that was already getting some attention is from Taylor Swift. And now all of the other fans are contributing to the fundraiser with $13 donations.
Wow.
Because of, you know, Taylor Swift's favorite number. Now they have doubled Taylor Swift's $100,000 donation. I looked earlier today. They were at about $320,000 total.
Oh, my God.
Insane. And it all is really full circle because the mom, Caitlin, shared that her daughter was born a Swiftie. She was pregnant at the Eras Tour. They were going to name her Willow.
Shut up.
For the longest time. And
I love all of this.
Now it's just like, oh my gosh, how amazing to have your favorite celebrity help you out in a moment that you need it.
That is so cool.
It's all meant to be.
Look what Swifties can do. The power of the Swifties, dude.
I do not underestimate them.
Let them be in charge, FBI, CIA. They might take down some big people that you need taken down.
They're proving themselves.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I got tricked out of watching Wicked this weekend.
Yeah.
And you know that was my goal on Friday night.
It was her goal.
I had let my boyfriend Curly game late on Thursday. And he was like, "But tomorrow's all yours. Friday night, I will color with you," because I've been really into coloring pages. Don't judge me. I am 28 years old. And I wanted to watch Wicked with him because it's Wicked night tomorrow on Dancing with the Stars. And not that he pays attention, but I'm like, I want you to be up to speed on the lore, even though you're only going to watch Robert Irwin because that's his favorite. So Friday, I'm like, yay, we're going to color. We're going to have food ordered in and we're going to watch Wicked. It's going to be great. But I got home and he's like, oh my gosh, there's a new John Wayne Gacy documentary out on Peacock. Serial killer, if you don't know. And I was like, we should probably watch that. He got me, and he got me good, because we watched that until the wee hours of the night. Saturday, we were tailgating, and we were out with his friends for the Iowa game. Sunday, it's all taken up by football. And then tonight, also freaking football. When am I going to fit Wicked in before tomorrow?
Well, You got to fit it in tonight. He just won't watch it with you, which is his entire goal. He didn't want to watch it with you. Same thing with my boyfriend. He doesn't want to watch it.
What is the deal? I'm like, you guys, the songs are bops.
I haven't watched it yet, but I guarantee if I talk to him tonight, he'd be like, okay, I'll pay you $100 to not make me watch this.
Okay, well, in that case, you should take the money
and
run.
You should tell your boyfriend. All right, $100 if you don't watch it with me, or you have to watch it for free. See if he pays you. Go get yourself some money.
Minimum $100. You have my expectations high now.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Today it is National Pasta Day. Please, I was going to say dress accordingly. Please, you know.
Stretchy pants.
Please eat accordingly for National Pasta Day. Tonight's trivia question, how many different pasta shapes are there worldwide?
Can I tell you one of my favorite aisles at the grocery store is the pasta aisle?
I had a feeling.
I do love it. Could get lost there. Anyways, you can text in your guest 319-200-1029.
Well, then I need you to think about the pasta aisle. How many different shapes are there? Because
a lot, it feels like. But also, is it that many?
Right.
Because there's so many brands, too.
Exactly.
And types, the gluten-free.
Okay, here we go.
The whole wheat.
Chickpea.
But we're not talking about type of pasta. It's the shape of the pasta.
The shape.
Okay.
How many different pasta shapes are there worldwide?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
It is National Pasta Day, and so we are celebrating accordingly with tonight's trivia question. How many different pasta shapes are there worldwide?
Can I make it my goal to have all of them? It's a great goal.
I'm only laughing because that's going to take some time.
Okay, I'm fine with it.
Every day? You're saying I have to have pasta every day? Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 3910 said 100 different pasta shapes.
If it was 100, you'd have to do it for 100 days.
I'm completely fine with that. I am.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, duh.
Or maybe you could split it up. You know, you could have pasta for breakfast and dinner, or lunch and dinner. And then you'd only have to do it for 50 days.
Fine with me. I have no problem with this.
John says 1,000. Oh, my goodness.
Again, I'm thinking of the pasta aisle.
There's a lot.
There is a lot. But then there's also some that aren't even like in the stores. Because you got your rotini, right? The spaghetti, the fettuccine.
There's got to be some that are more common in other cultures, too. Mm-hmm. In other places that we just don't have here.
Uh-huh. Can I tell you, I just ordered two types of pasta off the internet. Because I wanted the specific shapes. Uh-huh.
What are the
shapes? I got ditalini, which is tiny, tiny little round guys. Ditalini, I think is how you say it. And then I got pastina, which is tiny little like pasta balls.
Oh, I don't care. I think these are great kid names.
I've never been so inspired to have a child. Thank you. My little baby pastina.
I love it. I think that's a beautiful name.
Sammy said 50 types of pasta shapes.
That seems reasonable.
It all sounds like a lot to me, and it all sounds real. I don't know.
How many different pasta shapes are there worldwide?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
If you name your kid Pastadina, whatever did you say?
Pastina and Ditalini.
Oh, my God. Can I be the godmother?
Sure.
You know what they're getting every Christmas? Pasta.
A, Pasta sauce.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Happy National Pasta Day. Tonight's trivia question: how many different pasta shapes are there worldwide?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
over 600 different pasta shapes worldwide. Mm-hmm. My question is, immediately I thought of, you know, Kraft mac and cheese always changes their shapes. Mm. Does that count? Because then you've got Baby Shark, I know they did one year.
SpongeBob.
Oh my God, SpongeBob.
Classic.
About that. I just had Annie's. That's my favorite mac and cheese. And they had pumpkin ones. Does that count?
I don't know. What are shaped mac and cheese noodles called?
She's Googled it.
Well, because you know, like you have your categories.
Well, they've got it, but they're different. What are they under?
No. I don't think Google it counts for anything. No, what? It didn't.
Are you going to tell me it's not a noodle?
No, it is. It's just, okay. It doesn't fall under, like normally mac and cheese is macaroni noodles.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's SpongeBob, Squidward.
So I wonder if that counts as the one of the 600.
So each character counts as a new noodle?
Oh, that's funny. If it is, Squidward, 1.
Mrs. Puff,
2.
Dora,
3.
How long do we have? We could count to 600. I'm sure you had fights with your siblings growing up, maybe your sisters especially, that you would go through each other's closets and steal things.
Mm-hmm. It was mostly when I was really, really young.
Did you do it to your sister or did they do it to you?
I don't think anyone wanted to wear my clothes. That was kind of gross.
You were the younger sister, so you would steal stuff from your older sister.
I would always steal stuff from my oldest. But it was like cute dresses that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. I stole from my older sisters. My younger brother would steal socks from me, like athletic socks, Nike socks, and like hoodies and t-shirts and stuff. And this weekend I got to repay the favor because I raided that boy's closet, okay?
Nice.
I told you on over the weekend.
And now you're adults, so you got money.
Oh, yeah. I raided his closet because I was taking care of his cat this weekend. And Saturday I went tailgating for the Iowa game. And I was like, oh, his apartment is in walkable distance from our tailgate spot. We'll be totally fine. And it's nice out. I had on jeans and a sweatshirt, okay? Me and my boyfriend, Curly, we get down to Iowa City. We're like, we're going to go and take care of this cat right away so we can go enjoy the rest of the day. I sweat more than I would like to admit. I got a whole lot of steps. By the time I got to his place, I was texting him. He's on a camping trip. I'm like, I am so sorry. I must raid your closet. I need a t-shirt desperately because I didn't have a t-shirt on under my sweatshirt. I didn't plan accordingly. And it did feel like raiding your little brother's closet.
Really?
Oh,
was there anything good?
Yeah. Actually, the shirt that I chose was really cute.
Are you going to give it back?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want it.
I am because I would want the same out of me. That's how I know I'm an adult. But... Well, and you know what? He should be so grateful because to put him on blast, all of his clean clothes in his drawer, like his t-shirts, are so wrinkled. They're inside out. I know they're clean, but he just literally took them out of the dryer and probably threw them in his drawer. So I washed and dried it and folded it like the grown woman that I am. So you're welcome.
You didn't happen to accidentally go through the dirty clothes, did you? Because
oh, never. Nope. Couldn't have paid me.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.